Careers Ahead on Talk About with Mary Lucy in association with Cara Credit Union.
Now, lovely to have the fabulous Mary Lucy here, all cheerful to welcome me back after my holiday.
Looking beautiful and tanned, Deirdre. And making me feel very jealous.
Oh, stop. Listen, my holiday is over now. That's it for the year.
Well, look, the weather is great today, so.
Exactly. I brought a bit of sunshine back with me. Mary, before we talk about careers, can you change a tyre? Or change a wheel, whatever the correct
I'm
one.
Ashamed to say that I was even reared in a garage at home, so there was constantly tyres being changed around me. I know the technique.
The theory.
Exactly, but again, I'm afraid I stand to the side of the road waving
a damsel in distress flag. Yeah.
Anytime I've had a puncture, so unfortunately, again, the nuts are tightened with the machine and there's no way I could get the nuts off.
Yeah.
I'd have a go, mind you, but...
Yeah, we'll stick with that excuse, won't we, the two of us. Fair enough. Anyway, moving on from tyres and wheels and punctures and all of that, Mary, you're going to talk to us a little bit today about applying for a job.
Yeah.
And even though there's a lot of work out there, there's still a lot of people out there who don't have a job or maybe are in a job they're not very happy in.
Yeah.
It's a good time to talk about it.
Yeah, so I wanted to talk about this because, as I said, there are an awful lot of jobs and a lot of people that contact me, like, that's what they say, like, how can I find a job? You know, where will I look? What kind of a job, etc. So I thought it would be a good topic to talk about today. First of all, people can look for jobs. There are lots of different, different areas they can look in jobs. There are different ways they can do that. When I was coming in, I was waiting to come in today now, even online on Instagram, there's loads of jobs in Kerry being advertised. So take a look on Instagram, take a look on Facebook, look online. You can also register with a number of companies or organisations and they will have a certain element where they will email you a job advert, etc. if you register your email. And that's very handy because sometimes you're getting regular, you know, updates about jobs that are coming on board. If, again, you want to work, you can also register with a recruitment agency and they will screen for different jobs, etc. So there are lots of options there. You can listen to Radio Kerry advertised jobs. Locally in, you know, Super Value, there's a board. So there's the traditional ways and there's new ways of locating jobs.
And, of course, LinkedIn is a big one.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, so you can search via LinkedIn. There's also what's called the hidden job market, and they recommend, even though research doesn't show it, that probably up to 70% of jobs are never advertised. But it's all through, like, for example, when I finish today, I might walk down the town and someone meets me and says, Mary, I'm looking for somebody to work in such and such a position. Have you come across anybody? And that's exactly what they mean by the hidden jobs market.
Word of mouth,
an informal way. Somebody maybe might volunteer or take, you know, go on work experience, and they suddenly fit in really well with the organisation and they're offered a job. So don't ever, you know, undermine the ability that someone has to create a good impression. Don't ever undermine the opportunity that maybe a friend or a neighbour can afford you in relation to getting a job or working or changing position. So keep in mind, like, first impressions make it, you know, count. So they're the things that are important to remember, that if you do meet somebody or you're at an event and someone says, you know, what do you do? And you'd say, well, don't say I'm doing nothing. Say I'm on the lookout for a job at the moment. I'm really good, like, dealing with people, etc. Use every opportunity you can. And they say to have an elevator pitch ready. And that's...
What's that now? An elevator pitch? That sounds very fancy.
Yeah, well, it's not quite as fancy. But an elevator pitch is that if you think of the ride in an elevator, can you sell yourself to somebody and come across really well and positively by the time you go from the ground floor to the top floor and have it prepared? So rather than stumbling and saying, etc., you know, if you want to meet somebody, have a little pitch ready to say what, you know, you can do for an organisation, the strengths you have, the abilities you have, and some, you know, great accomplishments maybe that you have. Now, it doesn't mean you have to come across like too egotistical, because people don't like that either, but you can do it in a confident manner. So be well able to speak about yourself, be well able to do it with confidence, and don't be afraid to, we'll say, you know, put forward what you're good at. A lot of people I work with, like, they say, I'm okay at that. And when I delve into a topic with them, they might have, you know, come first in Ireland in a particular topic area, but they consider themselves okay at it.
They sell themselves short.
Absolutely, yeah. So the elevator pitch is just something that you're ready to talk about yourself, to sell yourself, a quick, snappy conversation.
Yeah. Should you ever apply for a job that you're not really qualified for? Should you chance your arm and bang in the CV anyway?
I think it depends. Like, if you look at a job and you know, okay, I've never worked in this area before, but what they're looking for and the skills and the qualities they're looking for, you know that you are, you know, you possess those and you're really good at them. So you could say, okay, and you could explain, I haven't got, you know, direct experience in this area, but I have a huge amount of transferable skills and transferable experience that will really work in this area as well. Now, if you feel you can do it, I don't have a problem with anybody applying for it. You know, you may be weeded out if they're looking for particular qualifications first, but if you put a good, you know, argument and your application form is good and your CV comes across well, I mean, you know, an interview panel or whoever's screening those might say, you know, this person looks as if they're really interested in the area, let's give them a shot. Mm. Again, your interest in the area and how you go about it will make a big difference.
Yeah, I think sometimes, and I've heard this from people who are on the other side of the desk, yeah, people who are doing, yeah, the interviews, that they very specifically put in the advertisement minimum of 5 years experience, yeah, and yet the amount of people who will send in their CV with no experience at all.
Yeah. You see, it depends on the role, what they want. It really does depend. and if it's something like supervisory management, they might need, like, to have a certain level, you know. You couldn't expect a new graduate to come in and suddenly be supervising a group of people. So it depends on each of the jobs, and depends on the role, and it depends on what the person has got to offer. So it's a difficult question to answer because it's so based on an individual circumstance, an individual job. But I mean, if somebody has self-belief and they believe they can do it, and, you know, they should try it out, I think, yeah.
Okay, and it's kind of an employee's market at the moment, isn't it?
It is,
because
at the
there's so many people looking for, yeah, staff. It's incredible.
Yeah. And they can't hold them then when they've got them, you know. So it's important as well that there is a system set up where, like, employees can, you know, progress if they want to within their role, that they're offered training, and that they are ensured, the employers must ensure that they're happy in their role as well, because people are far more productive when they're happy in their role.
Okay. So what are the important steps to take when you're applying for a job? I presume your CV and cover letter are the first thing.
Well, it depends. First of all, when you see a job advertisement, you need to look and see what are the essential criteria for the job and see have you got those. And then there will be desired criteria. So the essential are what you have to do this job. The desired is that, you know, These are added extras. If you've got these, you're stronger. You have a stronger case to get the position. So if you feel you're suitable for the job and you have the qualifications, the next stage is to look at what is the application process. And this is really important because a lot of people and employers, you apply online for a job. There's no CV and no cover letter. And they actually state that, please do not forward CV, please do not forward cover letter. It might be just an application form online. And so people sometimes don't follow the instructions and they start doing CVs, etc., and send them all off. So they don't need to do that if it's an application form online. Some application forms have to be submitted by a certain time, again, all online. And for people who, it will allow them to save them as they're going along, and they can go back at a later stage and complete another section. So it's important to read the instructions carefully. Other applications then are application form, you do it online, but you must print it out and post it. So that's another option that they have to make sure. And then the other means of applying is that they are looking for a CV and a cover letter, be it to email to somebody or to post it in. And some people still want hard copies posted in, which you probably would think, well, that's probably outdated at this stage. But in actual fact, people still do want sometimes hard copies posted in by a certain date. So they're the three means, really, of applying normally, unless it is the hidden job market. And then what happens is they say, right, Deirdre, like, you know, I've arranged you to meet Tom tomorrow at 2 o'clock, call down when you're free. So they're the different kind of routes that people would apply normally.
Very good. Well, we've got questions for you already, Mary, about this, and we'll talk a little bit more about applying for a job when we come back in a moment after the break. And just to remind people, if you are someone who's job hunting at the moment and you have any queries for Mary, she'd be delighted to help you out. And you can text in your query to 083 300 3300. Just coming up to 2 o'clock. You're listening to Talk About on Radio Kerry. Much more on careers after these.
Talk About on Radio Kerry, brought to you in association with Kitty O'Shea's Seafood and Grill Restaurant, College Street, Killarney. Mouth-watering food served with a warm and friendly service. Book your table today and enjoy the Kitty's experience for yourself.
Careers Ahead on Talk About with Mary Lucy in association with Cara Credit Union.
Now, when a suitable position is located, like you see the job and you think I'd like that, the next step is to apply, obviously. And you mentioned there's a few ways you can apply and you don't always need to send in a CV. But if you need to send in a CV, a few pointers maybe before we move on, Mary.
A lot of people have a general CV and they use that for sending it for any kind of a job. And what's really important is that they tailor the CV to the job that they're applying for. Because there will be different skill sets, there will be different like desirable qualities, as I said, and they're the ones they must highlight in their CV when they're applying for the job. That's really so important. Also, when they are listing, say, work experience or college or school or whatever, it's normally in chronological order, as in the last date first. As in, you know, so that if I look at a CV, I see that I did a course in, finished it in July 2023, that should be the first course that I see and then work backwards. You don't put in, I did my leaving cert in 1990 and then, you know, you work backwards. Things like junior certs are irrelevant in most cases. Even the leaving cert in lots of cases might be irrelevant, but I mean, sometimes people put in loads of information about leaving cert and they might have done that 20 years ago. You know, it's not going to say an awful lot, really. What will be important is the skills and the qualities and the training, etc., you have and the experience you're bringing with you now in your current position, rather than something that you did, say, 20 or 30 years ago. Don't be afraid to transfer skills that you have, you know, no matter what they were, to a new position. So, for example, you know, time management skills, you know, good attendance, those kind of things, you know, passion for an area, they're going to transfer across no matter what job you're doing and they're going to be important. So that's important as well. Don't lie in a CV. You can make something you've done sound a bit better, but don't lie, because sometimes people do, they're a bit dishonest in a CV and inevitably they'll be cut out, because the CV or the application form will be the basis for your interview, for your call for an interview. And I've sometimes, people have contacted me to prepare them for interview and they've sent me an application form, and when I go through it with them, they said, I didn't do that at all, but I thought it sounded good. And I mean, while it might have sounded good, It would be good if you had completed that or achieved it, but not if you haven't. So, like, don't be afraid if there's gaps in your CV. Once you have a reason for the gaps, you know, don't be trying to make up things. Just be honest, because I can guarantee it will come up in an interview, you know, because that will be the basis for the interview questions in a lot of cases.
And what are the common mistakes people make when they're submitting an application form?
They don't check out the instructions for the application form, as I said, online, hard copy, etc. They miss deadlines, they leave till the very last minute, and then if it's online, the system shuts down or their computer, you know, cuts off and they don't get there in time. An awful lot of time people just don't allow sufficient time to complete it. I mean, an application form for, you know, a job is a slow enough process to do it right. So, you know, I sometimes send, you know, a job to somebody I've worked with and they said, I'll do it on Friday, and the deadline might be Friday, 5 o'clock. So you should be looking at that on Monday and then looking at it again on Tuesday and Wednesday, seeing, does it read really well? You know, is there something you've forgotten? Can you just make it sound better? And that's what a lot of the problem is, that people just do it too quickly and then they put down, they don't think what they're putting down and they don't realise that the consequences of what they're put down if they're called for interview.
A couple of questions have come in for you, Mary. Jack has been in touch. He says, can Mary suggest any ways of building up experience in an area to help with future job applications?
Yeah, I think research the area you want to work. See if there's an organisation around you or locally or context that you could volunteer in the organisation, or maybe do some experience or work shadowing, because that will give you a feel for what the work is actually like, and it will also start building up a network for you of contacts from within that area. Building a network is really important. You mentioned LinkedIn, Deirdre, and I mean, you can link in with a lot of different professionals and people that are qualified in an area, and you can build up your own network through that. And, you know, as I said to you, the hidden jobs market, if you contact these people then and say, you know, could I have a bit of work experience with you? Could I volunteer? I'm interested in moving into the area. If you start to work with them, if they like you, if you get on in the company, if you suit their culture.
Your foot is in the door.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Your foot is in the door. And I mean, people, as we said, they want good employees. They want to hold them. So, I mean, you may get a job offer just for something like that. Do you know?
A lady's been in touch and she says she's been a stay-at-home mum for the last 8 years. Feels her confidence is very low, but would like to get back into the workforce. How can she go about applying for a job? I wonder, is she concerned that people will not like the fact that she's been a stay-at-home mother, that that'll come against her in some way?
Yeah, I think a lot of stay-at-home moms and dads as well sometimes, when they want to move back, it's purely lack of confidence. They really feel like they don't have anything to offer the workforce. They feel like, what can they do, etc. So first of all, they need to get over that factor. It is just lack of confidence. So what's important for her is, first of all, to do a skills audit. And what I mean by that is to see, what is she good at? What has she been good at in the past? What training has she got? What experience has she got? And put it all down and see, look at it all together and see what she can offer a potential employer. Then she can see, where would she like to actually get work? And she can check what's the gap between what she can do and what she can't do. And she might need to do a bit of training, for example. But again, for her confidence, I would look at volunteering, work shadowing, and getting out there and getting to network events, etc. And get used to talking again and mingling with people, dressing up to go out to work, etc. That's important.
Yeah, and you never know who you might meet in a social
setting.
Along a similar vein, a caller with office experience wants to ask you, is it possible to get part-time work, I presume she means in an office, 1 or 2 days a week? This person's over 65.
Yes, there would be a lot of people that would be interested in a person with office administration skills. There's an awful lot of work out there. So, I mean, that person should be searching like now and getting in touch to see who would be willing to offer her jobs. A lot of people say job share, so even in admin roles. So, for example, she could work 2 days a week, someone else could work 3 days a week. And even if she's willing to work 3 days, the next week she could work 3 days and somebody else work 2 days. So, I mean, there are roles out there for everybody. Yeah.
Okay. A mother got in touch about her son. He's in final year in college and considering what his next steps will be. She says, are there pointers for new graduates when they're applying for jobs?
I think one of the main points I would emphasise with new graduates is that they have to be realistic with their skills set. Now, a lot of new graduates contact me and I work with them and they tell me they want to be like HR manager of a company, or they want to be the strategic manager of a company because they have completed one module in strategy in final year, etc. So while I would be extremely positive with everybody I'd work for and completely work so that they would reach their full potential, they need to realise they're a new graduate, they haven't got experience to be applying like for top senior management positions, and sometimes they feel quite, hurt about the fact that they're not able for those positions. So one is to be realistic. It isn't that they can't do them, but they have to start a little bit lower down the line probably. They should be focusing now on building their potential contacts and becoming professional even in their final year in college. Again, have a LinkedIn profile, attend networking events, introduce themselves to people that might be of benefit to them. Look and see what is going to be their next step. Because in reality, when you think about it, Deirdre, if you come out, for example, I say business always because it's quite general, with a business degree, like there might be 400 others coming out of that business degree. So it's, what else have you done?
What sets you apart?
Absolutely. So have you been involved in, attending network events during the year? Were you involved in setting up businesses? What is your added value compared to everybody else out there? And that's what a final year student needs to be thinking about. What else can I offer besides just having my business studies degree? Because that's what will set them apart.
This is it. And then you do occasionally come across people who, and I've heard of this, I'm sure you have as well, who their approach to applying for the job is, you're doing everything wrong, you need me to put it right. Probably not the best idea, but it does happen.
Yeah. It does, of course, happen, yeah. And I mean, of course, then we need to mention the fact that people can become self-employed. I mean, and again, people at work, like, who might be at home and they might have been a stay-at-home mom or dad or whatever, they can look at setting up their own business. It's very easy to do it nowadays from the point of view, if you have got something that people want, or you've something, a service or a product they can offer, they can set it all up, they can sell it online, you know, they can market it on social media. So whereas years ago, like, you know, we probably thought it was much more difficult to set up your own business, nowadays it's not. So that is an option as well, and people should consider it, because sometimes people have kind of hidden, you know, desires to be self-employed and to work for themselves, etc. So they can always fulfil those desires as well. So there's nothing they can't do in reality.
Yeah, and there's a lot of good Start Your Own Business courses here in Kerry, isn't there?
There is, yeah, of course, yeah.
And Mary, is there any merit in somebody banging in a letter and a CV to a company that they'd like to work for, even if they're not recruiting, and just saying, look, I'm out of college, I'm dying to start working, I'd love to work for ye. Maybe you're not recruiting at the moment, but you might keep me in mind if you do. Is there any merit in that?
I think there's probably more merit if they contact, like, see who is a good contact in the organisation and ask for what's called an information interview. And an information interview is basically where they sit down, have a chat, and the person looking for the job gets more information about the organisation, and it also facilitates the person looking for the job giving information to the employer about, like, they would love to work for the organisation. Okay, there may not be openings at the moment, but I really feel I'd suit the organisation. Can you give me advice, you know, areas I can improve on so that I'd be a better match, etc. So straight away the person has a name, and they have a face to the name, and they know they've gone to the trouble and they have the confidence to organise the information interview. And I mean, that takes a little bit of courage to go along and get in contact with somebody in an organisation and ask, would they mind giving them 20 minutes, etc., just for a meeting. And it can be over Zoom if it's somewhere in Dublin or whatever, you know. So that is a great option, and people will remember graduates or new, you know, young people who do that. Now, anybody can do that. It doesn't have to mean a new graduate, a mature person, whatever. Again, if you want to go into an organisation, you can, you know, ask, just, can I, you know, call in one day and have a chat with you just to see what the role is like and how I might suit.
Yeah, okay, that's very good advice as well. Well, listen, Mary, we're out of time, but you might, as always, remind us how people could contact you, whether they're young graduates looking for a steer in the right direction, or maybe leaving certs who are confused about their college courses, or maybe people who are looking to change career completely. You cover all of those areas.
I do. Okay, well, my mobile is 087-933-8941. You can text or WhatsApp me. And my email is marylucy, L-U-C-E-Y, @careerahead.ie.
And you will leave those with Mary on reception today in case anyone rings up afterwards. Perfect. Looking to contact you. Mary, it's always so interesting to chat to you. Thank you for coming in. And we'll talk to you again next month, all going
Thanks
well.
A million.